Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, this is David Earl. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Brian Getting Some Friends podcast. This is me out of character. This is Brian out of character. The reason I am out of character is because this episode is a lost episode, which we recorded only months ago with Luke McQueen, the comedian Luke McQueen. And the reason we didn't put it out was because it all went a bit weird and during the recording, and Luke walked out right in the middle of it all. Well, we'd only recorded about 20 minutes or so, but he basically, Luke took offence to something that was said. I'm not quite sure what it was, to be honest with you. So we had to abandon the recording, and we only got, like I said, about 15, 20 minutes done, but I thought I'd put it out anyway. And yeah, it was a weird one because I normally get in touch with the guests, and I didn't with Luke, and actually his agent got in touch with my agent and asked if Luke could be on it, which was absolutely fine with. I mean, I don't know Luke well at all. I've sort of gigged with him once or twice, but yeah, I was happy for him to come on, definitely. And then, so he came on, and I could tell straight away that something wasn't quite right, and he was on his phone a lot, and he just really wasn't paying attention, which is a little bit off-putting when you're... Anyway, I'm not going to say any more. Something happened. Something went wrong. Luke left the recording, and I wanted to let you hear it and the aftermath, basically, and... It's a bit of drama, isn't it? Thought you might be interested. Maybe it might be boring, but I wanted to put it out. We've never had it before. Never had that happen before. We've had one other comedian get a little bit arsy during the recording, but not. We haven't actually had a walkout, which was peculiar. And like, David was completely thrown. And anyway. Have a listen, see what you think. Merry Christmas. Bit of a weird one, this one. Bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast with me, Brian Dennis Gittins. And David Edwards is here with me, as per usual.
Yeah, I certainly am at your side, ready to get
stuck
in.
We are sat side by side, aren't we?
We are, absolutely. You're on my right side as we speak.
Lovely feeling.
It is a lovely feeling.
Yes, it is.
Connection. The last episode, I was sat dead opposite you, staring at you.
But now you're to the side, which
yes,
is good.
Yeah, and how are you feeling?
Very positive, very optimistic.
You've got your jacket on again.
I have got my jacket on again. I think the air conditioning has come on.
You want to take it off? Might as well.
Well, I could do, yeah, if you wish. I might put it back on afterwards, though, because it's quite cold. I've got to find the air conditioning is a bit on the...
Into the microphone, please, David.
Be on the cold side.
Okay, so David's just taking off his army coat.
It is army, yeah, sort of military-style green for camouflage and foliage.
Put it back on again.
Yes, let's pop it back on.
Okay.
Because, you know... I've
Vietnam tried... style.
It is Vietnam style.
It's a bit
style.
Like John Rambo.
It's got a John Rambo, Travis Bickle vibe to it, which is what I was looking for.
Is that the reason you bought it?
It was, but...
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep it low. Keep it to a conservative level.
What is that? Was it a reason you bought it to make yourself look like a Vietnam
It was. A sort hero. Of Hollywood 1970s hero. But someone rather, I felt nasty. He said it made me look like more like that person from Last of Summer Wine. What's he called?
Compo.
Which wasn't really the look I was aspiring to.
Yeah.
But there you go. And
or
it wasn't
Michael
cheap.
Ryan. Do you remember Michael Ryan?
No, who's Michael Ryan? That is...
Michael Ryan. He mowed down about 14 people in Hungary.
Gosh, I do remember. I was wondering if it was that. And he was also a fan of Rambo.
Was he?
Yes, because Rambo got into a lot of trouble. Not, well, obviously, it's a fictional character, but the actual franchise got into trouble because it influenced him in a big, big way.
Did it?
Yes, he used to watch them all on video on VHS.
And what do you mean they got into trouble?
The studio didn't get into trouble, exactly, but it got a bad rap. It was like a case of these hyper-Hollywood violent films are influencing men to go out with guns and start pulling triggers.
Okay, so, and our guest this episode is none other than...
Luke McQueen!
Way!
There
he is! The guest name right!
That is tattooed on my frontal lobe.
How do you manage that? You get everyone's name wrong.
When the work is impressive that's coming out of this man's mind,
I'm
honoured. Leaves me.
That's nice.
Quite right.
It's a pleasure to be by your side.
Oh, thank you. That's very filled with compliments.
He's obsessed with him.
I generally think Luke means that when he says
no,
that
I think
to
I think
you
seem quite
Luke.
Sorry, keep it low. Quite right. Yeah, you seem quite genuine.
I do as well
about that.
I am genuine when I say that. Actually, I'd quite like to wear your jacket for a little bit, if that's okay.
Not a problem. Yeah, okay.
Can we put a little bit of music on as Luke wears David's jacket?
Yep. So when you put it on, just be aware I've got some sweeteners in there and some car keys. So let's just not drop it on the floor. Let's,
all right.
No, I don't mean in a nasty way.
I've heard you're a little bit like that as a teacher. And it came out there.
Well, you know, it's just keeping... I like to keep organised with my property.
Okay, so David's Thank just you. Handing over his jacket.
There we go.
Luke's
it's got
it
a lovely feel to it. It's heavier than what you'd think.
Yeah, that was my phone.
Oh, that's...
Sorry, don't worry. It's not a problem.
Okay. Let's just slip this on.
I think it suits you a bit better than me, annoyingly.
No,
does, actually. Yeah.
It's a nice fit for me. It's a fantastic fit for you.
Goodness me. Well, I'm on the train. I'm thinking to myself, Luke McQueen wore this.
Would you? What do you think?
Yeah,
that?
I think I will do. Actually, I don't think anyone else
will
worn that.
And where will that thought process
go
really? After you think that?
Well,
let's hear it. So you're on the train. It's a sound effect of the train, and you go.
Oh, Luke McQueen wore this. It's almost like being given a hug in a sort of strange way, isn't it? It's sort of like my arms around his arms, sort of in a strange.
Do you like
sense.
That? Do you like that someone's worn your clothes before?
Well, it depends who or it is. I don't mind, you know, you look very civilised and hygienic and all the boxes are ticked, so I'm more than happy you wearing my jacket. But some people...
Is hygiene important to you, David?
When it comes to sharing clothes, definitely. Do you know
so
what I mean?
You'd never buy from a vintage shop?
If I felt as though it had been properly cleaned and looked after, you know, I would not purchase it without giving it a sniff, put it that way. Do you know what I mean? Right. Making sure the odours... Because sometimes it can have that sort of damp feel, kind of that
real... Yeah, I think always.
Yeah, I think a lot of the shops in Brighton are like
Why
that. There's
is
an odour. I think it's a case of the leather's old. I think, you know, if it's leather or...
What about if it's not leather? Why is it damp?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I think sometimes the actual stores themselves are quite vintage and old and derelict.
It's the machine they use to clean them.
Oh, there we go.
Could you tell all the charity shops to go fuck themselves? Could you get
that'd be a little controversial.
Could you get angry with them?
Like a
hooligan doing a chant. Could you make up a chant?
List them all.
List them all and tell them to go fuck themselves.
Right,
like a hooligan.
Absolutely, like a hooligan.
Bernard.
Cha cha cha. Let's have a think.
Now, come on.
I'm thinking. Oh, no, I'm thinking about it. Can we just get a few?
Heart Foundation.
Heart Foundation. Bernardo's.
Shelter.
That's enough. I think I've probably got enough there.
Cancer research.
That's a hot potato. So it's a. Oi, scope. Oi. Heart research, people. Yeah. You're taking liberties. This stuff should
be
free.
It's got to be like something they would sing in the stadium.
One, two, three. Scope. Shelter. You and me, we're falling out because you're not meeting me halfway.
Okay, mate. All right.
Sorry.
No. You gave it a good shot.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Right, so in this episode, we're going to get inside a shrinking machine again.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you'd like to open the door, Luke. So Luke's just opened
okay,
the door.
Okay, yes.
Get inside the shrink. There okay. we go.
Oh, there we go. Very nice.
So we're getting inside
the... Your own sound effects?
Yeah, well, definitely.
The shrinking machine, and I'll press the button. Whoa! Here we go. We're spinning around and around.
Whoa!
Open the door, David, and we're tiny again.
Minute.
How tall are we? We're really small.
I'd say half a centimetre.
Not even that.
I'd say 1 millimetre.
They have not forgotten to shrink David's penis.
Sorry, what was that, Charles?
That's forgotten to shrink your penis.
That's very unfortunate.
Shrink David's penis.
So let's get hold of your penis, put it back inside the shrinking machine.
If we could do that, please, because it's going to slow me down.
It's
in a big, big
massive.
Way. Well, it's enormous. It's like a skyscraper.
Your muscles would build, though, carrying that around.
Yeah, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'd better walk. It'd be like an enormous growth.
Just
coming
fling
out
it over
so
your
bright.
Shoulders.
This is true.
Okay, so grab hold
true.
Of David's penis, please, Luke.
Okay. That's lovely.
Wow. There we go.
Lobbing it into the drinking machine.
Please. Oh,
bang.
Gosh. Bang, that's bruised.
And we'll press the button again.
back to its normal size.
It's come out even bigger.
It's come out even bigger. Oh, we put it in the reverse mode.
That is horrific. That's going to cause an eclipse.
Okay, so
that's horrific.
Let's lug it back.
Oh, great. Well, can we just focus when we're hitting the dials? Because I think any bigger would be...
So I'll just fuck around with the dials. They're in the right position. And we press the button again. Whoa, we're spinning around.
Wowzers.
And it's back to normal.
Perfect.
So we're tiny. So what we're going to do, there's someone walking past right now. So
oh,
we're
yes.
all going to jump on top of them, onto their shoulder, and then into their ear. Ready?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, okay.
Way!
There we go.
Here we go, running into their ear. What do we see, David?
Well, first of all, it's very hairy.
Yes.
It's a large tunnel that you'd have in the London Underground, but there's hair coming out of the walls.
And wax, so it's very sticky, isn't
very,
it?
It's like entering the cage.
Should we just walk along and hear this squelching as we walk through their wax? Yeah.
They definitely need to see their GP and get de-waxed immediately.
Okay, so the first question of the podcast is traditionally from me. That question is, David, favourite word, least favourite word?
Mm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
For the sound of it as it comes out your mouth, your favourite word.
My favourite word.
The least favourite word to say.
My least.
Your favourite word,
I think,
and your least
favourite
word.
Oh, sorry, it's two. Two answers.
It depends who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're happy to see someone, a hello or a hi.
No, the way it sounds.
The way it sounds.
Yeah,
or like rolls
of
off your tongue.
Exactly.
Mm. I imagine it'd be something French, something in that vein.
Well, have you not got a favourite word?
What, within the English vocab, or...
Well, have you not got a favourite word to say?
I don't think immediately. It's not like a sweet or a cigar a word. I mean, I don't like, oh, that's nice.
Why don't you try saying five words now at random and see if any of them give you a little buzz?
That's a very good idea.
Okay, number one.
Microwave. No, that doesn't really do anything.
Two.
Tissue.
Try and do it.
No, that's okay. So I like quickly.
It. Well, you can make it sound a bit nicer than that, can't you?
Well, that tissue.
When tissue. You said that the first time, your face changed. It was almost as if you were going, you're not happy with that word. You're uncomfortable with that word. I found
yeah, it was a bit. Mm. It was, I was a bit like, yeah, why have I like gone it. For that one sort of thing?
Maybe it's linked again to the hygiene thing that you were talking about earlier. You think about a tissue, you sort of think dirty, might be used.
Yes.
It all feels very linked. I think tissue could be your least favourite word.
I think you're right, particularly if it's a used tissue in the corner yeah. of a room or it's yeah. on the pavement.
So have you got,
like
got
that?
Any word that you say? Because I quite like the word chocolate, by the way. The
yeah,
way
chocolate is quite nice.
You see that?
Chocolats, yeah.
So you've not got a word.
I'm trying to think. I think chocolate works well. Porsche is a rather nice word.
Hang on, say that again.
Porsche.
Porsche. Porsche. I don't like Porsche.
That is the correct pronunciation of the automobile, isn't it?
Luke doesn't like Porsche.
Oh, you don't like Porsche?
No.
Why don't you
shout
like Porsche?
At Luke.
Sorry, keep it low.
It doesn't feel like a... It feels like a word they got wrong. Porsche. You see, chocolate, it goes in so many different directions. It's lovely up and down.
Yeah,
it feels complete.
Quite nice. It's got a sing-song
yeah.
element.
Porsche feels like it starts and they just forgot to finish it, to me.
Bit like bra.
Mm.
Yes, that's very true. Or like jar.
yeah.
In
yeah.
that vein type
or,
of thing.
Or car.
I don't
or
like
car.
The word supper.
You don't like the word supper, Charles?
Supper.
Why? Don't shrug at me.
Just doesn't like it. More of a dinner man.
Chip. You like chip.
It's got a nice element to it, a nice mm-hmm. ring, isn't it? Chip. Mm. Should I have some chips?
It's the start of something.
I don't think it's very poetic. Is it not a word that makes...
Oh, I tell you one. Marshmallow.
That's
very
lovely.
Nice.
There we go.
Indeed.
Yes,
that's
that is
lovely.
A nice one. It's like the chocolate. It's got a sing-song
chocolate
rhythm.
Chocolate and marshmallow.
That's yeah.
Lovely. That's lovely.
That is a nice
Could
one.
Could you do a little sweetie song right now? So like a nice, we'll put a nice sort of mellow bed underneath. Could you do a little sweetie song about marshmallows and chocolate?
I've got sweet... teeth all over my mouth.
It's a little bit too bouncy.
Okay, what? It needs
different.
To be more,
a bit like a lullaby.
Marshmallows, sweet filled
different
clouds.
Tune.
Different tune.
Oh,
we'll put loads of delay on it.
Okay, delay. So, sort of David
so,
Bowie,
pop maybe
rock.
Like a Sigur Ross track.
Oh, okay, yes.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
But a high voice like the lead singer. No, that sounds horrible. Try and do a nice version.
Marshmallows filling me with mellow vibes, filled with sugar and happiness soon be inside me.
Can you do marshmallows again?
Marshmallows.
Really high and lovely.
Marshmallows.
And again, nice and high and lovely.
Marshmallows.
We'll put loads of delay and reverb on it. And again.
Marshmallows.
Very nice, David.
Thank you. I've sort of got into the sort of a realm there.
Yeah.
So music's a powerful thing.
James, could you put that on again? Just repeat it and make some kind of...
yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
can you hear it now? He's put it on now. Can you hear that now? That's lovely, isn't it?
It's very nice. Mm. It shows what
it is nice, isn't
I could
it?
Go to sleep to that.
Yeah, I could go to sleep to that
pop
too.
That
yes, it could be.
Before.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm struggling to sleep.
Or meditate to it.
James, could you put some African drums underneath it? That's nice.
If you were suffering from anxiety, it'd be a nice thing to have in the background, wouldn't it?
Listen to your, what do you think making your voice there, David? Do you want to do a little review?
I think, I wouldn't praise it because I'm not arrogant, but I think it's a competently constructed voice. You know, it's what you expect from a man in his 40s.
Okay. whereabouts are we now in the man's body, David?
We are literally coming to the end of the ear canal, and we are now entering into a very pink space, which is the brain. And it's like a maze, really, like the maze at the end of The Shining with Jack Nicholson, in the sense of what these are is a network of neurons. And we're wandering around. And you don't want to go too far in the brain, because like any maze, you can get lost.
Yeah.
So we might be able to leave some breadcrumbs.
What's that, Charles?
Very noisy, yeah.
Very noisy in the brain, isn't it?
Well, it's filled with thoughts and fears and dreams and aspirations and lust and all those
what
different
else?
Things.
What other things? Keep going.
Future expectations,
go.
Nostalgia, parental habits that have been passed on to you, health and safety issues, paranoia, hunger for power and food, holiday destinations, planning for Christmas. Just a whole assortment of things.
Luke, have you got a question for David? Luke,
yes.
This is Luke McQueen's first question for David.
Okay, David. So you're on public transportation.
Oh, yes.
And there is a man sat next to you, and he's quietly making up rhymes about you. How do you deal with that situation?
Is he using my actual name or just
descriptions of me?
Lovely question. Can we have a celebratory noise, please, James? Rockets, tubers,
white bands. That is a good question.
Yeah.
Something like... So he's sitting there quietly. Nice boy, fair hair. Can I make him my teddy bear?
Okay. How are you going to react?
I think the first
Hang
two.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Let's just hear the man say that. Could you
get it? Nice boy, fair hair. Can I make him my teddy bear?
So just keep repeating that. And it says, there's a man at the back of the bus. He's seen you come on. You've sat down, and he started singing that. Over and over again. So you're looking over your shoulder.
Oh, I certainly am at this point. I'm giving him full eye contact. And I'm not going to be openly straight away critical. Right. I'll say the first
okay,
two...
Okay, well, can we actually see how you would deal with that rather than you tell us how you would? Can we see how you would do that?
Well, I could be the person and you could interact with me.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Nice boy, fair hair. Can I make him my teddy bear?
Sorry, friend. Are you... is that... me you're talking about?
What do you mean?
That rhythm, that nursery rhyme you just came up with, it seems to be... I'm not being confrontational. Right. Do you know what I mean? I don't want any problems on public transport.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think everyone else is looking in my direction. There's no one else on this bus with fair hair.
Careful, Joe.
Sorry, we're in London.
No, we're in London
now. Quite right. I don't want to be knifed.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
You're quite right.
So think about that when you talk to him.
So, yeah, okay. I'm not being confrontational. I just want to know if you're singing about me to me.
No. Nothing to do with you.
Because a teddy bear thing was a bit strange.
Yeah.
The other two, it's
David,
a free country.
David, he's just said it's nothing to do with you.
Oh, that's... well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for
so
putting that
straight.
So turn around
and continue on your journey and see
what
happens.
I will do, yes.
Let's see what happens.
Stare at the front of the bus and mind my own business.
Quite tall, bit thin. Imagine all the things I could fit him in.
See, that's definitely... I feel that's... Sorry... I just think that that's aimed at me again, because that's a very... There's no one else who's got those kind of physical dynamics about them. I think that's
well,
very
ask
much...
Well, ask him if it is about you.
Well, is it about me?
Nothing about you.
Are you sure about... Yeah. There's no one else around here...
No, it's nothing to do with
you. ...that you'd want to fit anything else
in. He's just said it's nothing to do with you.
Well, okay, fair enough. That's all right. I'm not here to... create a bad vibe for the rest of the pedestrians.
Right, so just turn around and continue on your journey.
Yeah, I'm
David.
Happy to.
Right,
thank you.
See what happens.
Thanks for meeting me halfway with that.
Okay.
That's not a problem. Have a good the rest of your trip. Hope it goes well. She could understand that. You know, there's a moment of paranoia there. It was a bit, you know. I know what I look
Stop
like.
Stop talking to
sorry,
him.
Sorry.
But angry.
Very angry.
Sorry.
Tap him on the knee. Give him a pat. Smash his face with my baseball bat.
See, that could be anyone, couldn't it? Because that's not a description
don't
of me.
I'm not.
Oh
in
no,
the bus,
sorry,
mate.
Sorry. That's based just street bound GBH, isn't it? That could be anyone.
That
so
was
I'm
specifically about you. That one actually.
That one was. Yeah. What about attacking me with a baseball bat?
Yeah.
See, that's worrying. That's you know, I don't want any late night confrontation on a night bus.
Oh, that's fair enough.
And
no, if you're not into it, I won't bother.
No, please don't. I'm not into it at
fair
all.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough.
All right. Okay,
you're
that's...
quite aggressive.
No, not at all.
It's fine. Yeah, it's absolutely fine. But if that happened to you on a bus, do you think you might react like that?
I felt intimidated. I felt threatened by you there.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if it was in a night bus in the middle of London, perhaps we wouldn't be talking. I'd be more raising eyebrows at you right. in a kind of passive-aggressive manner.
Yeah.
And I'd probably have got downstairs and sit next to the bus driver.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't enter into any verbal communication.
It's a bit creepy, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I've seen some of those late-night police shows, and it really can kick off.
There's not actually a seat next to the bus driver, though. So are you just
stand.
Sort of... Are you standing?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't get in.
It's a creepy box. Thing to do, isn't it? Sing a little nursery rhyme about.
Yeah, incredibly. It's just, you know... Very eerie, particularly if it's got biographical elements to it. It's clear that it's about you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, it wasn't about you. The first two weren't anything to do with you, just the last one.
With the bat.
Yeah, really was.
I think I wouldn't even get out the bus stop because you could easily get off with me and follow me and do something. Mm. I think I'll go all the way to the bus shelter. Not the shelter, the bus warehouse where the bus goes.
Oh, yeah.
The bus warehouse.
The bus warehouse,
Yeah.
And then just hope.
Do you want to do a quick jingle for the bus warehouse? Go.
Depot.
Absolutely. Welcome to the bus warehouse depot. Take the struggle and anxiety off your feet. Take a seat at the depot bus warehouse.
That's good. That's
thank
good.
Thank you.
What if he is still here at the depot?
What? The rhyme...
Sorry, I think I need... I'm really sorry, David. I think I need to go.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yes, no.
Joking?
No. Sorry. I really have to go. Sorry.
No, absolutely. No, I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, and I feel...
No, that's no problem at all.
I'm really sorry. I'll text you.
Sorry, buddy. I hope things are all right.
Yeah, I'll text you. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Fine.
What happened?
I don't know. He just sort of left. That's a bit of a shocker. And what happened there, do you think? Just sort of...
Is he all right?
It was nothing we said, was it?
I
don't think we said anything inappropriate, did we?
Fucking hell.
It must be something domestic.
What actually happened?
He basically just sort of, he was sent a text on his mobile phone. Do you think it was something about the nursery rhyme on the bus? No, I think it was something on the phone.
Do you know him, Rupert?
He's just gone. That's not his bag, that's yours. Yeah, I really don't know. I hope we haven't offended him in any way. And it was a text, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was on his phone a lot.
Oh, was he on his phone other times? Well, I hope it's not some kind of family crisis or something. Maybe it's his agent. I don't know. Shall we have a chat or it's entirely up? I don't want to...
I don't know, not really.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing, really, isn't it?
Do you know him?
Not really.
Do you know him quite well, don't you?
Well, he's done my gig a couple of times, but...
I guess it was just an emergency. What's that?
Was his phone going off, was it?
Yeah, he was
looking at
it.
Yeah, he definitely got a text. He vibrated in his pocket.
Wasn't RC at all, was he?
No, I didn't get that vibe. Did you get the vibe that it was RC? I mean, you were listening.
No, so I don't know, when you...
Really?
I don't know. No, it's probably fine.
No, what were you thinking?
No, just when that thing... I don't know if he... Does he know that it's like a joke? Just the fact you got aggressive, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Oh,
don't know.
Fudge. Really? Did I get aggressive at one point?
But you're only in character, so I wouldn't worry about it. You're a bit angry when you confronted him on the bus.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, but it's an obvious joke, wasn't it?
Mm. Oh, dear.
Is that his bag?
No, I think that's your bag, David, isn't that?
No, my bag's down there.
He's left his bag here.
Oh, so he might be back. I didn't get the vibe that he was... he seemed to be up for it. He was talking about, you know, punnelling me with a baseball bat.
Yeah, but I was sort of watching him and...
Oh, I can't see.
Really?
Yeah. No, he's fine. There's just a couple of moments where I was like, why is he... I don't know.
What, he's going on his mobile phone?
He just looked pissed off a bit.
Did he really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't get that at all.
Part of the character.
Have you met him before?
Only at one of Dave's gigs. David's gigs. Oh, God, that's terrible. I hope I didn't create any bad vibe. I wasn't that confrontational, I don't think I was.
Well, a little bit, but I thought it was just part of it.
What do you want to do? I mean, I was more like telling him off like a sort of angry dad, though, wasn't I? I wasn't really like...
Yeah, but I guess if you don't know the podcast, maybe it was too much.
Oh, God, how embarrassing. What a disaster. How much? How many minutes did we film? Record?
Huh?
How many minutes did we record?
Well, we can't use any of it, can we?
No. Well, yeah. It depends what the news was. If it was nothing that important, because I mean, you know, you don't want it to be, you know, some kind of 9/11 tragedy that's happened, and we just pop it. Do you know what I mean? It'll depend on what the text was in the context.
Well. Oh well.
But he's left his bag here. He's got to come back.
Yeah, I'll give him a text. Does he get RC?
I think so. He's always nice.
Oh, did he come to you now? God, I didn't get the vibe that he was getting annoyed, David.
Well, I don't know if he was. I know he was from the very off. He was just on his phone all the time. I was like, fucking hell, we're doing a podcast. Turn your phone off for 45 minutes.
Maybe. Then... Oh, who's that? Is that him texting you now?
No.
Maybe it was an element that someone was irritating him on the phone. So that face wasn't directed at me. It was more the messages being sent to him.
Did he give you a funny look?
No, I didn't get any vibes at all. But a lot of the time, I'm not really in the room. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of... My social awareness is probably quite limited.
Sort of done my head in.
Yeah, it's done mine in. Particularly, if, you know, I hope I haven't upset him or anything. I didn't notice that at all. He seemed very fresh and...
Yeah, he sort of was, well, and he
did
wasn't.
Did you say anything to him before we started recording?
Yeah, did you talk to him?
Because we were out of the room, weren't we?
Yeah, did he say anything then?
No, I congratulated him on his BBC iPlayer TV show and the lecture he did.
Really?
Was that the one that's not happening again or whatever?
Is it recommissioned?
I don't think it's going to be recommissioned.
Right, okay, so he might have been a bit...
Maybe. Oh, my God, what a disaster. What a nightmare. I didn't know it wasn't going to be recommissioned.
I don't know if it is recommissioned or it is.
I congratulated him about his lecture on Comedy Central. It was all very positive. It was like, you know, well done, well done.
But maybe it's like, maybe you thought you knew it hadn't been recommissioned. Oh, it probably wasn't that at all. I don't know what it is. Don't know.
I think maybe when we were...
Maybe he just found out.
Huh?
Maybe he just found out.
What, this show's...
Yeah, not being recommissioned.
Oh, Jesus. That is quite a handful, isn't it? It's got to be said. So he's got his bag there. I mean, how much did we record? Half an hour?
It's yeah, like we can't use any of it, can we?
Well, should we have a conversation or just to end it?
I don't know. Could you do it? I'm not really in the mood.
Whatever you feel like. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to push you into anything. It'd be a shame. Well, the thing is, we've got to find out why he left.
Exactly. Because he might if have it's got bad a, news or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, oh, well, you were funny before you got the news about, you know, the loss. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking hell, that is a quick exit, wasn't it?
It really was. What a nightmare. I really hope it wasn't.
It's funny when you were doing that thing. That's sort of why I brought it up about you being aggressive, only as a joke. But I was watching him going, I don't think he liked
saying now. Hello,
I forgot my bag.
Oh, buddy, are you all right? Are you
no, it's fine. I mean, I have to go, but it's fine. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
there's nothing we said during the podcast that was uncomfortable.
No, god no.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that's great.
Fucking hell, because we were talking about, he was mentioning your show and we didn't know, has it been recommissioned or
no? But that wasn't the
fucking hell. You started freaking out that.
Yeah, so it's nothing we said, is it? No.
No.
Oh, thank God! Thank God! Thank God!
No, not at all.
Oh, thank God!
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. I'm worried that you've not got anything to.
Yeah, we've got some stuff, haven't we?
Well,
do you want me to give you a quick question then, leave? Or
it's fine. Honestly, if you've got it's fine. You don't have to do it for us.
Okay. Right.
Well, honestly, great to meet you and everything.
Yeah,
you
too, man. Yeah,
no absolutely. Problem.
Nothing we've done or anything.
No, nothing you've done.
Oh, right.
No, not like, you know.
Really?
It's nothing that both of you have done.
No. But sorry?
It's fine.
What the both of us have done?
I'll, I'll text you, I'll email you, I'll get your email off David or something.
Oh, right, okay. Thank you. What was that? Is it the both? Is this something the both of you have done? So it is something we did. Oh, my God, how embarrassing. And he's going to email me. I wonder what's that going to be?
He's going to email you?
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be.
Fucking, what a weird
afternoon. What did I do? What did he say when he left? Both of you.
What did he say?
He says, oh, it's nothing you've done. It's just something both of you've done. He said something like that, didn't he? Oh, that's very strange. I don't understand. I think we have upset him somehow. I don't really
know
how.
Maybe it's something I've done.
I don't think there's anything you could have done. I was always a witness every time you were around it.
Well, do you know what? When I booked him to do my gig a couple of years ago, I accidentally gave... So I booked him for, like, the Thursday, and I accidentally gave Luke the wrong address, the wrong date. So he came down on the Wednesday. Texted me, and said, when's the gig start? And I was like, it doesn't start until it's tomorrow. He was like, oh, I'm on the pier.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me that, and it just wandered around Brighton.
Why would that
suddenly dredge up those feelings?
I don't know. I know I sent him an email apologising, but I didn't hear anything back.
What did he say that both bit? It wasn't the both of you, or no, it wasn't you. It was the both of you. It was almost like that.
Oh, well.
There was like some kind of comment below it.
Probably something I've done.
But the thing is, I mean, being stranded in Brighton doesn't sound fun.
Well, he's paid to come down, hasn't he? And then he had to go back home and come down again.
But that was quite a few years ago, wasn't it now? And I don't think you would have turned up for the interview if there was any bad feeling. Or do you think he was expecting you to apologise for it?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Oh, well.
God, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't it? It's like, oh, God, I've, you know... Sort of done a number two on your doorstep type of thing. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of... I'm not looking forward to that email. I'll be opening that in a very hesitant manner.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.